We recently welcomed our newest venture partner, Rob Sloan, Chief Scientist at UL Solutions. Rob is not only a globally respected expert in science, innovation, and sustainability, but also an incredibly thoughtful, grounded human being. Rob embodies the kind of partner we love to work with at Silicon Foundry, someone who's not only sharp in the boardroom, but also deeply committed to people, progress, and purpose. I had the pleasure of sitting down with Rob for a conversation to learn more about what drew him to Silicon Foundry and how he thinks about innovation, collaboration, and responsible AI. Rob, welcome. We're so excited to have you on board. What motivated you to join Silicon Foundry as a venture partner while continuing your work at UL Solutions?
Thanks, Tanya. I'm thrilled to be here. For me, it came down to this. Silicon Foundry offers a rare blend of deep scientific trend analysis and meaningful engagement with real customers. At UL Solutions, we're deeply mission-driven, working for a safer world, and I saw an opportunity here to extend that mission, helping clients find their own science-based paths to a safer, brighter future just made perfect sense.
You've had such a rich and varied career from Microsoft and energy innovation to sustainability and now AI. How do those themes intersect with what we're building at Silicon Foundry?
Honestly, it's harder to find areas where those themes don't show up. Cybersecurity, AI, sustainability, these are now foundational forces reshaping everything. My background in upstream and downstream energy, materials, and now digital disruption feels like a strong match with Silicon Foundry's client base and possibly even opens doors to new areas and collaborators.
What's catching your eye right now in the world of innovation? Any trends or shifts that feel particularly significant?
One that really stands out is the formation of long-term alliances in AI and the industrial metaverse. It feels less like speed dating and more like choosing a life partner. The stakes are that high. The companies involved are making decisions that will define them for years. There's an entire ecosystem being shaped, who's in, who's out, what data they bring. The pace is dizzying, especially with major players like NVIDIA, Microsoft, and Google stepping up.
You've worked across startups and major enterprises. What advice would you give large corporates trying to engage meaningfully with startups?
Get to know the people behind the tech, visit their labs, understand their motivations. With the wave of hype and even fraud in areas like AI, you have to ask, who's building this and why? That basic human-level due diligence still matters, maybe now more than ever.
As you begin this next chapter with us, what are you most looking forward to?
I'm excited to be part of conversations that matter, to support leaders as they navigate complex decisions, and hopefully share some of the insights I've picked up along the way. Helping both corporate teams and founders grow, that's what gets me energized.
You bring so many layers to your role, scientist, executive, mentor. What's something people might not know about how you lead?
I care deeply about people. Some of the most meaningful work I've done hasn't been technical. It's been helping others grow in their careers. That's the legacy that sticks. I've been lucky to build a network across industries and generations, and now I get to pay that forward.
You've spent your career grounded in science. In today's AI landscape, how do you think scientific rigor fits in?
It's becoming too easy to fake scientific progress. I saw it firsthand this year. My son taught coding to college juniors while also taking the class. And over half the students were using AI to cut corners. We need to hold ourselves accountable. AI should be a tool for better science, not a shortcut to mediocrity.
Lastly, what's still underappreciated in the AI conversation, especially when it comes to safety and sustainability?
Preserving our humanity. That might sound lofty, but it's essential. There's a danger in slowly handing over decision-making power to machines without realizing it. I'm optimistic, though. I believe we can embrace AI while building a better, more human-centered future. And that's exactly where I think the real business value lies.
Welcome again, Rob. We're lucky to have you on this journey.